Blog Talk Radio.
Here it is. About that time. Lexi. Let's go.
Tune in to the It's a Way Out radio show, hosted by author and motivational speaker Marlon Reed, author of the book The Diary of a Changed Man and lead servant of the ministry Men Do Help Men. Marlon is here to help you breathe again. Tune in every other Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call in at 657-383-0309. That's 657-383-0309 on blogtalkradio.com/NHISG Sports Media Network. Remember, no matter how deep you think you're in, it's a way out.
Hey, I want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. It's truly a blessing on It's a Way Out, but most of all, it's a way to stay out with your host, me, Marlon Reed, right here on Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. Man, it's been a long 3 weeks once again. Y'all got to forgive me for not coming last week, you know, as scheduled, and I went over to another week, but just, you know, so many things going on that, you know, it'd be hard for me a lot to get home and prepare, you know, for the show, especially last week. It just was, by the time I got home, I just really didn't have time to jump right into the show. And I, when I do jump into it, I want to give y'all, you know, my full ability. And so I just want to say thank you. And you know, Father's Day passed. Happy late Father's Day to all the men and all the fathers and all the dads all over the world, you know, this, you know, being a dad and ministering to maybe their child, their son, their nephew, you know, maybe their next door neighbor, you know, just a mentor. So, you know, happy Father's Day to all the men, and what greater month for it to be in than June, you know, for, a stand for men to stand up as leaders. So with that being said, I just want to say thank you, you know, and thanks to all my supporters that's always supporting me and, you know, giving me strength and giving me wisdom and giving me, you know, even some correction on things I can do to make the show a little bit much better. So with that being said, I want to definitely, you know, thank I was on a wake up. I had a chance to be on a wake up call show a few weeks ago. So I want to thank Pastor Warner and his wife, Pastor Ann, you know, for allowing me to be a part of that experience that they doing for the month of June. And they got a great show going on right now. Please tune in, or if you tuned in, stay tuned into it. It's a 90-minute show today. So, you know, I was listening in, but I had to break off to come do my own show. And but it's a great show and a great thing that they doing, you know, for the men and women to let people hear what's going on. And I'm just glad I had a chance to be a part of one of the shows that they doing, you know, for us. And it's just truly a blessing, man. You know, always giving God the honor, you know, to be able to do this and bring this to y'all, and allowing just thanking Christ, you know, for all his sacrifices and what he did for us to be here today. A lot of people really don't know the real sacrifices. They just know he died and that's it. And they don't know the miracles that he performed and the miracles that he did for us to be here today, especially, you know, raising on that third day, you know, really for us to know his eternal life behind that. So just thank, you know, God Almighty and my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank, you know, the Holy Spirit for the protection and guidance and everything. So You know, I really didn't have too much planned for tonight, man. So I'm going to just be speaking to y'all whatever comes to mind, especially about maybe name this show like the World Crisis because of so many things that's going on in the world, not just in America, but, you know, all over the world. So I think I'm going to just name this show World Crisis and talk about some devastating evil stuff that's going on. So, you know, hold your horses and turn your radios up and turn your computers up, and because we're going to, you know, talk about some things on that. Also, you know, I always bring y'all updates on the book. The book, like I said, the last time I talked to y'all, the book is like officially done. Just got to go through the last editing stage, which is really on my behalf. So this weekend, I'll be working hard. All through, I'm off Monday. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, I'll be doing the last editing part, working hard to bring it because I just got finished reading it. And it is. And when I look back over my life, man, it's I think it's very powerful. You know, as I look how many times God showed sign miracles and wonders in my life. And it's going to make people really think, too, how many times God showed up in their life. But, you know, as you read it, you know, if you choose to read the book, you'll see how many times that God showed up in my life. And also to let you know, this is not a book about like King of New York or New Jack City or Paid in Full. This really ain't, you know, that type of story. You know, this is a story of, I show you the downplay of what the drugs did. I didn't show you no glory or no success that I may had in that lifestyle. I just showed and talked about the downplay of what it did, because if I talk about success, that's going to make guys really want to go do it and say they can do it better and don't get trapped and caught up the way I did. So the book, The Diary of a Changed Man, is coming. Like I said, it's coming before the summer is over. I'm just doing so much, many things at one time and it's one person. And, you know, it's just trying to get the ministry up off the ground as well. You know, that's a big step. And, you know, putting shirts together and meeting different people and different organizations and different ministries and, you know, connecting, even connecting with some people in Camden. Like I tell y'all, I worked out in Camden, and Camden is real. Oh, I tell you, man, people, young people take a walk on Broadway and be stuck on there for the next 20 years. Is that serious? I'm telling you, it's that serious, man. And it looked like a lot of people just come over there maybe to have a good time, maybe even some of the college students from, you know, I'm not going to name no colleges, but, you know, over there and just come have a good time and maybe walk down Broadway, man. And then the next thing you know, it's 20 years later and they're still out there. So we got to pray for Camden and pray on that demonic spirit that's got a hold and a grip on them. So that's what the ministry Men Do Help Men. I'm over there. And like I say, I met some people in some different organizations over there. So we're just growing, man. And you know, I'm just happy and proud that God chose me to be able to do the things that I'm doing today. Even with the radio show, it's a way to bring out connection. And like I say, it's not about me. It's about God. I may speak through me, but trust and believe is not about me. It's about the work of God and the love of Jesus and the protection of the Holy Spirit. So, you know, I'm just excited. Everything I got going on, man. And if any men want to join the ministry, just, you know, inbox me if you're on Facebook, or, you know, Marlon Reed, or Instagram, Mr. Marlon Reed, email me at Mr. Marlon 960 at gmail.com. and we can get together. If you got a little young person, you may think they're going in a negative direction, contact me. If you got a brother, that's maybe need change, and as we say, stuck on a couch. I'm not gonna say literally he's stuck on a couch, but that's just a saying we trapped in a certain lifestyle and need help. And they want help, because without them wanting to help, it's not going to work. Contact me, man. And I got a few other brothers that's joined in the ministry that I can turn them over to them, and they can, help them, like a big brother thing. So, we raising them and back up to being leaders. And that's what it's all about. Single moms, we trying to, help them and really get out there and feed the homeless and really get out there and hopefully down the line, maybe, a couple of years down the line, have scholarship money for kids to go to colleges. So this is what it's all about. This, the ministry is not just for Christians. The ministry say men do help men, and that's what we here to do. We here to help all, regardless of what you believe in. I just speak what I believe in, because this is what helped me. But we're not going to turn you away just because you don't believe in what I believe in. So with that being said, man, it's just truly a blessing and truly an honor. I'm honored to be able to come here and bring you what we bringing you tonight. And like I say, tonight's title is just going to be World Crisis, because I'm going to talk about all the terrorist things and terrorist acts, and even black on black killing is got to be a terrorist act, because it's black people mm-hmm. killing black people, and some people don't think that's real serious. As they say, black lives do matter, and we got to get to that point where all lives matter, so I'm going to shoot to a commercial break, and then when I come back, we're going to just speak about the world crisis, what's going on all over the world, not just in America, but all over the world. So thanks for tuning in on It's a Way Out, but most of all, it's a way to stay out with your host, me, Marlon Reed. One Never Had It So Good, Sports Media Network with CEO Miss Princess Cooper. And we definitely got to thank her and her team for allowing all of us on the network to be able to share what we share to y'all. So definitely keep her and her family in prayer as well. I'll come back to y'all in 5 minutes. As I say, I love this song. This is for anyone who feeling down. And this is my favorite song, y'all got to know by now. But I play it as a commercial. And Miss Lexi, she definitely show you, man, things can be uplifted, because we all go through it and we all hear, and we listening. We either went through something or we want to see that sign, miracles, and wonders. So we see y'all on the other side. Thank you. Hey, thanks for tuning back in on It's a Way Out, but most of all, it's a way to stay out with your host, me, Marlon Reed, on that ad, So Good Sports Media Network. Like I said before I went to break, man, I wanted to call this show The World Crisis. And the reason why I say that, man, because if we look at just in the day and time of what's been going on, man, from, you know, the Twin Towers being knocked down to what happened yesterday in Turkey and, you know, what happened 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago in Orlando, and, you know, all from the Taliban's killing and just, you know, one thing after another. It's like each year from the Batman, a Dark Knight opening and the guy shooting up the movie theater. And, you know, it's just the Boston run like 2 years ago. The bombers, you know, blew that up. People lost arms and legs. It's just a crisis right now in the world. So that's why I say world crisis. And, you know, everything that always happened overseas in them different countries, man, where they always, you know, having terrorist attacks and people coming at them and just the way they have to live and to defend themselves. So it's just so much things that's going on in the world, man. And just my thought, you know, this is opinion, you know, just me speaking. So everybody, you know, had a different opinion. Some going to agree, some don't. But if you listen to the show and just leave a comment, you know what I'm saying? I definitely take a look at it if you leave a comment, you know, on the link. But. You know, it's to me, it's this strong demonic spirit's got a grip on the world right now. I don't think, you know, Satan doing this all by himself. He got his soldiers out here grasping the world and putting strong demonic holds on people, man. And it's like, you know, us as people, us, you know, in the religion world, we fighting each other of different beliefs, man, when we can't even come together and pray as one, you know, as, you know, back in the beginning of time, you know, called Heavenly Father, the Creator. We was all one nation under God, meaning everyone. Now, you know, there's so many different religions and Satan is laughing because it's like we can't even agree on that. So how's we going to pray and come together and defeat him when we can't even come together and believe in the same thing? So, you know, I just think it's a strong demonic spirit on the world, man. That's why I saw so many, you know, tormented things, devastating things just happening back to back where people really don't care. And, you know, you got people going in places and blowing places up and screaming, God, God is love, God is joy, God is peace. So, you know, that definitely can't be God. We just gotta start really praying together, man. If we can't come in the same room and pray together as one, we got to start getting on the same page and praying for the same thing. Start praying for peace. Start praying for God to show up and move, sign miracles and wonders, because we know he do it, man. If not, it's just going to continue to be different crises, you know, all over the world, even on black crime, you know, is devastated in the communities, man. Every day you see 2-3 funerals, you know, of young men, young women losing their lives due to this, getting murdered, gunned down, stabbed, jumped and beat and punched due to, you know, the way of the lifestyle of the living of what Satan is showing wants, you know, because it's a difference between the wants and the needs. I always explain that. But, you know, we got to get out of that mind frame of this is the way of the world, because the media is leading that way. So when the kids think it's okay to do it and then they go do it, they know right from wrong. But if you got the world promoting these things as it's right, you know, making movies and making music and saying it's okay, you know, our culture we really tend to set the culture, you know, of the music world, as far as though is the workers, you know, but you have the owners really, you know, leading it to way to where they want it to go, and all we is really workers, but we follow that, and then it's leading to death and crime. So we people, we got to come together, man. It's really, I just think prayer works for everything, because I see prayer work. I know my faith. I'm a firm believer. I think if we all pray, man, we can help some things being stopped. Some things is out of our control and is in the control of God. But for the most part, man, the crisis that's going on around the world, even with the election in America, is a crisis. It's one of the most, what word can I use? I got to choose my words wisely. I just say it's going to be historic on both sides, because here it is. You have Ms. Clinton, first female lady to run for president, to be elected to run. And then here it is. You got a casino owner with money who don't have no politics experience come right in and running for, was chosen to run for president based on his name. So, you know, and both will make history if whoever win. So, you know, that right there is just the signs of time is a crisis, because here it is. We do know about, you know, Ms. Clinton and everything she done and doing and prior, you know, with her husband when he was president and little things before then and, you know, helping President Obama. So we do know a little bit of stuff about her, but like I say, politics-wise. So, but on the other side, we really don't know politics too much about Donald Trump. So it's really a crisis, critical for the next 4 years. And I speak that every show because there's something that's in our hands that we have to step up and vote. So it's just a crisis going on in the world, man. And we got to pray for Israel. We got to pray for them over there, man. We got to really get on our knees and pray for them over there, man. We got to pray for all the rest of them, all the countries, man, their spirituals and religion countries over there, man. Pray that they rise up and we all come one nation under God, man, and maybe we can stop some of these bomber attacks, these sabotaging. You know, no one, I just don't understand why, you know, and I can't get deep into it, but I can just speak on it a little bit. And that's all I can do is bring it to the people and speak on it a little bit. But back to the black on black crime. We as people, man, we got to start valuing life more. You know, we got to start believing in ourselves more. You know, we got to start breaking these chains. We got to start getting back to where the doctors, it's okay to be a doctor. It's okay to be a lawyer. It's okay to be a fireman. It's okay to be a police officer. You know, it's okay to be a businessman. You know, it's okay to work a 9-to-5. You know, we got to get back to these young people minds to let them know that it's okay to do that, because they dreams right now, the young boy's dreams is to grow up to be a drug dealer. And we got to change that. We got to put that back into to school where this is something they want to be, because right now that's out the door. What they want, they want them streets. And we got to get up against that, and we got to fight that. And it's not just the Black community now. It's in all communities. Let me rephrase that, you know, before I be misquoted wrong. It's in all communities, Latino, Mexican, Chinese, you know, so forth and so forth. You know, it's in all communities, white people, you know, Caucasian. Let me rephrase that. Caucasian, you know, it's in all communities now, because if you walk up and down Broadway, you'll see more Caucasian women than anyone out there that's stuck on Broadway in Camden. So it's real, you know. We got to fight against this, man. And the only way we can fight against this is through prayer. We got to fight against Satan, because he's laughing at us right now as people. You know, like, you know, as we use in the movie, as Dracula says, someone put a cross up to him. He going to laugh and bend it if you don't have faith. He going to laugh at you. And that's what Satan doing to all the religions right now. He laughing at us because we fighting each other on who is right and what book is right, you know. Study right now, you know, if that's your belief, that's your belief. But don't fight amongst each other. Let's come together and let's pray for peace. You know, let's pray for love. Let's pray for joy. You know, let's pray that the children of the younger next generation don't come up and follow these same treads. The chains be broken. Because it just goes to different generations and different generations. And like I say, this is in all communities now. It's not just in the Black community no more. This is in all communities now. You know, so, you know, everybody smoking weed, everybody drinking, everybody partying, you know, that lead to the next level, you know, for most people that's turned out there. On the streets, it started right there, maybe with a cigarette, you know. And, you know, now, you know, the tolerance is want to test something else. And not saying that it can happen to you, but 9 times out of 10, the people that still trapped out there in the streets, they just ain't straight go to whatever strong drugs, heroin or crack, that's got them out there. They didn't just go to that. It was a trade. It was a line that they went through. So that's a crisis in itself, the drugs itself. So we got to start praying more, man, and start caring, and not just caring in our own household. Because when we care in our own household, man, until it hit home, then that's when we want to go out there, you know, in the streets and start protesting. Not saying, you know, don't get me wrong, what they doing, if it did hit home, we glad they out there doing it. But let's do it before it hit home. Let's get out there and start protesting, man. Let's get out there on these streets and start talking to the people. Start, you know, praying with the communities, man. As all people, as one nation under God, which come as one. We're not coming as such and such, such and such. We coming in one. We coming as one. That's one nation under God, man. So it's just been a pleasure, man. Really didn't have too much plan. So, you know, everything I'm talking is really off top of the head. Sometimes, most of the times, I do add notes. But we're going to get back, and I want to thank people for just tuning in to the little bit of time he did, and just listen to that. You know, it really wasn't that long and that much, but I just wanted to put that out there to the people, man. Something to think about, man. We got to start, and I know we constantly hear it. You know, you hear it in the songs. You may hear it on TV. You know, you may hear it in your household. You may hear it in school, but we got to break these chains. So if we constantly hearing something, that means something constantly need to be done. You know, so please, please put the guns down. Stay on top of your household. Stay on top of your children. Stay on top of the people in your community. And let's go forward and let's move forward, man, from this day on. I'm going to pray, and I'm going to pray for everyone's situation as I always do. But I'm going to pray that everyone else pray for everyone else's situation, which is the situation out here in the world, which is a crisis. Like I say, I can't get too deep into things because there's certain things you really, you know, can say prohibited, if I said it right, you can say. But I'm just glad I have a voice. I have a small voice in this world that I'm making big to the people. And it's just a blessing, you know. So like I said, once again, I'm glad y'all tuned in. It wasn't going to be a real long show because I didn't had too much planned for tonight. But back in 2 weeks, we getting back to the bread and butter, coming back with some testimonies, man. Well, the next show I'm coming back with, her name is Miss Walls, and she gonna talk about the things that she do. She got a lot of different things going on. She editor, she design, she just got so many things going on. She my editor at that too. So, but she got a lot of other things going on, and she a great person. Great person in Christ, and y'all gonna like to hear. She don't have, you know, her story and whatever she wanted to tell y'all about, but she just got so much things going on that I think can be advantage to a lot of people's lives. What she doing, helping small business, you know, develop and things of that nature. So I just want to thank everybody who did tune in for tuning in. Small show tonight. Like I said, we get back in 2 weeks with that, and then after her, we got some strong testimonies coming. So once again, I want to thank everyone on the network. Continue to support them and help promote their shows as well. Listening to, like I said, if this show don't move you, I'm pretty sure it's many other shows on the network that can move you. So with that being said, once again, I want to thank the CEO, Ms. Frances Cooper, for giving us this voice and this way to talk to the people. So with that being said, I just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank the Holy Spirit. I pray that we all become one nation under God. I pray that the chains be broken. I pray that signs, miracles, and wonders be shown. I pray that people's testimony will prove that a transformation can definitely happen. Stay encouraged, stay focused, stay inspired, be an inspiration to those around you and to others, you know, and continue to spread the gospel and continue to walk that road, but continue to be you. You know, continue to be you. But if you want change, ask for it. In the mighty name of Jesus, you pray. Just say amen. Everyone enjoy. And sorry for a short show, but definitely get back to you in 2 weeks. Have a blessed night. Goodbye.